Hey, pup, 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 pup.
Daniel Bob Snow, come right here.
No.
Daniel, I'd like to talk to you. Daniel, I'd like to talk to you.
I'm coming really fast.
Oh, good. I'm going to give you a really big hug. And ask you if you'd like some Nesodin.
Yeah.
Good.
With my cough medicine.
Here's your antibiotic.
With my cough medicine.
What cough medicine?
I drank it all up.
You drank
my cough medicine all up.
You have a cough?
Just more
I guess enough medicine.
It's enough medicine. Do you have a cough?
No.
You don't have a cough.
Why?
You don't take cough medicine if you don't have a cough.
You have earache.
Ear medicine.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
I don't believe
mommy,
that.
I'm thirsty.
Mommy.
My toe hurts. Mommy, my hair hurts. Mommy. My tooth hurts. Mummy.
My nose tickles.
Mummy. Rub my back. Mummy. Wash my glasses. Mummy.
Mummy. Let me get some juice and bring it up. Get some juice and bring it up.
Mummy. Nathaniel.
you bring some juice up.
Well, you sit up and get all ready for bed, then we'll get you some juice. How about that?
You bring some up.
Sit up.
You bring some up. Daddy will do that.
Daddy might do that if you're very, very nice.
I'm very, very nice.
Are you very, very nice?
But that you're
not. Put your arms up, please.
Why, I'm not.
Because I think that's really dumb.
Why can't it move? Because it's too big.
Because what's too big?
Because the shirt's too big.
Daniel's too big.
Leave this one on.
Well, let's leave your undershirt on and take this one off. Wear it tomorrow then.
We'll wear it tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
Fuzzy Wuzzy had a tomorrow. Fuzzy Wuzzy had a shirt. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no shirt.
How about if you do the peanut one?
I did that one already. I did it outside.
You did do it outside. Let's do it right now. A peanut.
And a railroad track. All it was a feathered. And a train came thundering down the track. Choo-choo peanut feathered. That's a funny word.
You gonna go in there and do pee pee?
That's a funny one.
Who taught you that?
A bean that sat on a railroad track. All it was a feather. And a train came thundering down the track. Choo-choo, peanut butter.
What happened?
I fell.
Are you doing pee pee?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm going to jump.
Listen, Mr. Malm Snow.
I jumped one time.
Well, now go do pee-pee one time.
No, I'm going to go pee.
This is Daniel, not going pee pee.
Daddy.
Yeah.
This wine is getting stronger and stronger.
I don't think it is. It's getting weaker and weaker, isn't it? Should be evaporating or fun.
Why?
Did you go baby yet?
Yes.
Where?
In the potty.
Let's see. Your body can fight all the little germs that are trying to make it sick.
I won't play a record.
Okay, we're glad to hear that, because, you know, it kind of keeps us awake, too, when you play records.
Bye.
I was asleep.
I played the record this last night.
Yeah, that wasn't very good, was it? That wasn't very, very nice.
Wow.
Well, you were supposed to be asleep then when you were playing records.
I'm supposed to hear it.
You're supposed to be sound asleep with your ears closed and your eyes closed.
But I'm supposed to hear a record. Twinkle, twinkle is a quiet
one. Would you like to sing Twinkle, Twinkle for us before you go to sleep?
No.
What would you like to sing?
I'm going to drink my juice.
Okay. What would you like to sing for us before you go to sleep? Can you give me a tickle?
Sweet.
Memory, the mummy or daddy?
Mummy.
Oh. Help me up then, please.
Why?
Dumb to want to get sick again.
I don't get sick.
Come on, lie down. Let me cover you up.
Why do you want to get sick?
Because I won't get sick.
Do you want to go to school tomorrow?
No. I don't want to.
You know who's going to be at school tomorrow? Stefan. You can go play with Stefan tomorrow?
No.
That'll be funny.
And push you onto the bed.
Push who on the bed?
And you'll push you and stop.
Well, of course you're stuck. That's what you're meant to be. You're meant to be stuck in bed.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to push you.
I'm going to kiss you goodnight, then I'm going to leave.
I'm going to push you.
Why are you pushing me? Good night.
I'm going to... I'm going to push you.
I'm going to turn your light off.
I pushed you.
You did, didn't you?
What I did is to get up with your hands.
What do you mean, get up with my hands?
Why?
What?
I have... Why you...
Daniel?
Got up with your hands.
You mean instead of just standing up?
Yeah.
Because I'm an old lady. Lie down.
Old lady.
I've been around a long time. Good night, kid.
The cock.
Well, that's just because you've been fooling around so much. It'll go away. Good night. Okay, Saturday morning. You can play with Honka Jake while we run the water. Let's open up the curtains. Sunday is always over here at this stage. See? And it's Sunday the 6th right there.
What's that
say? That says Sunday 6th. And tomorrow is going to be Monday the 7th. Saturday. Friday. Thursday. Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. What's that?
Sunday.
Right, Sunday.
Sunday is January.
That's right.
Sunday, January is up there.
January is up there, and this is the date down here. The number gives the date. Sunday, January 6th.
What is Sunday six?
It says six right there. That means it's the sixth day of January. See, look, January started on a Tuesday. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, and this is the sixth day.
Close up this?
No, you can just leave it open so you can read it. This is Miffy.
Has another page on it?
The other page is next month. After we go through all these days of January, then we turn the page, and then it's February.
What's this?
That's Miffy again.
What's this?
That says Saturday the 2nd of February.
What's this?
What's that say? What's that number? What's that number?
What's that number?
What's that number?
One.
Saturday is the 2nd, yeah. Saturday is right over there. That's right.
What's this?
Friday. Thursday. Wednesday. Tuesday. Monday. Sunday!
Sunday is the January.
This says February.
February.
Well, January is the name of this month, and February is the name of the next month.
January is a favorite clock.
You know where you got another clock like that?
Huh.
Look. Well, we lost it. We couldn't find it. Do you see that bed on here? Yeah. See, this puzzle was made by Dick Bruna, and this calendar was made by Dick Bruna, too. And Dick Bruna is a Dutch. He's a Dutchman, so he drew a Dutch bed and a Dutch clock. This is a Dutch rabbit, and that's a Dutch teddy bear. And, you know, you've got a blanket with this teddy bear on it.
Why?
Because I made it for you.
When you was a little boy.
When you was a little boy.
I made it for you.
No, I made it for you. When you were a little boy, they have on your bed.
I made it.
And you had this bear on your bed too.
Wow.
You had a picture of it on your bed. Oh, wow. I pasted it on your bed for you because I thought you needed something to look at.
Where's my bed?
Want to see the blanket?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute. Hold this up here. And I'll get you the blanket. You can look at it.
And the bear. And the bear, too.
And well, the picture I can't show you because we left that behind in Holland. But here's your little bear. See? It's the same bear. It's Dick Bruna bear.
That's the back of the bear.
Mm-hmm.
It has a funny design.
He does have a funny design. That's because it's the back of him. But here's the front of him. Not such a funny design on the front.
I don't turn the page now. I don't turn the page now.
Okay, let's turn back to January and go read your book. What book are we reading?
This book.
What book is this?
Richard Sperry Dictionary.
Alright, you know what this says right here?
Busy, busy world.
No, it says story book.
Story book. Richard Sperry Story Book Dictionary.
Right. What's this about?
Richard Sperry's Story Book Dictionary.
Alright.
Accident.
Tinker had an accident. My goodness. What happened?
The car turned over by itself.
Yep.
Dingo wasn't being very careful, I guess.
Why?
Well, you know Dingo, don't you?
He wasn't watching what's going.
Wasn't watching what's going.
What thing was Dingo waved?
Did he wave?
Yeah.
Maybe. So lively that they never sit down anyway.
He's sitting down.
How come you don't ever sit down and eat anymore?
Why?
Well, I noticed you've always stood up to eat the last few days.
Why?
That's kind of silly. After all, you have a chair. You could sit down. What shall we read here?
This.
Aim. Go-Go aimed the beanbag at the hole in the board. His aim was bad. Whoops. Where did the beanbag go?
Into his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Because his aim was bad.
Why his aim was bad?
Well, you know sometimes when you throw me the ball and it doesn't go right to me, it goes to the other side of the room, that's when your aim is bad. When you threw the ball and it hit Katja's head last night, your aim was bad because you didn't want to hit her head. You were aiming for her hands, weren't you? Weren't you?
The next time, then Katja catched it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh. Because your aim was better, probably.
Read this one.
Which one?
This one.
Alive. Hee-haw has two flowers in his flower pot. One is alive. It's living. The other one is dead. Which one's alive? Nope. That's the dead one. This is the alive one. That's the dead one.
What's the alive one?
This is the alive one. The one that's standing up and looking green and red and bright. The dead one is all kind of hanging over, droopy.
This one.
Around. Hooligan ran around the pole. He ran around and around and around and around and around and around. You got it.
Dizzy!
You get dizzy sometimes?
Yeah.
How do you get dizzy? When you get dizzy?
Round. And circle.
What do you sing?
And I get too dizzy and I go too fast around.
Yeah, that's true.
This one.
Beside. Hooligan is sitting beside Big Hilda. He's sitting next to her. Look out, Big Hilda is falling asleep. Oh my gosh. What's going to happen to Hooligan? What do you think is going to happen to Hooligan? Is he going to get crunched?
Yeah.
Because Big Hilda is falling right over.
Why?
Why is she falling over?
Because she wants to go to sleep. She's tired.
Yeah.
Long book.
It sure is a long book.
Why?
Richard Scarry had lots and lots of different words he wanted to talk about in this book. Blade. Annie is taking a blade of grass home for dinner. Bon appetit. You know what bon appetit means?
What?
Bon appetit means good eating, Annie. Enjoy your meal. Brave. Brambles is very brave. He is not afraid to have his hair cut by the barber. He knows he will be even handsomer when the barber has finished.
What's he doing?
Oh my gosh, what's he doing?
I'm falling into the box.
Falling into the box. Into the cereal box.
Why?
Well,
cereal in it.
It has cereal in it. You know what cereal is?
You can splash out the cereal.
What kind of cereal do you eat?
Granola.
Right. Do you ever fall into the box?
No. This one.
You know what his name is?
Brambles.
Brambles. Brambles is brushing his hair with a brush. Isn't he a handsome fellow?
What's this?
What's that?
When you go into the barber?
No, this is the mirror. He's looking at himself in the mirror. See, that's just the end of his nose that he sees in the mirror. Do you know any other handsome fellows that you know? Who else is a handsome fellow?
What?
Brambles is a handsome fellow. But who else is handsome?
Who else is handsome? He's handsome.
Big Hilda?
Yeah. He's handsome.
Huckle Bear?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of cute. Yeah, he's not so handsome. He's kind of cute.
light, so Papa Bear put a new bulb in it. He threw the old bulb away. Oh, look where the lampshade is.
Yeah.
Where's the lampshade?
It's the lampshade. Where is it?
What's on Papa Bear's head?
A tail.
No, that's the lampshade.
The lampshade.
You put the lampshade on your head when you're changing the bulb.
No.
No.
We need this one.
This one?
Yeah.
Climb? Baby Kims likes to climb. He's a good climber. What's he climbing on now?
A couch. He climbed on the TV.
No, I don't think he climbed on the TV. Copy. It says copy. Alley Cat wrote a word. That word says cat. Squeaky copied it. He wrote it just the same as Ollie. Who copies at school? You copy people sometimes?
Yeah, I copy Tina and Tina says, don't copy me.
Why doesn't she like to be copied?
Read this word.
Cost. Baby Kins broke his playpen. Mother Cat asked Mr. Fix-It how much money it would cost to fix it.
These are
sides in the playpen and they all broke off.
Why?
Because Baby Kins. You know how Baby Kins is. Baby Kins is kind of wild sometimes.
He broke it?
I don't know. I think he pushed on them.
Why?
Oh, gosh, only knows.
I don't push.
No, you never had a playpen, so you didn't have anything to push on.
This is Monday.
That's right. And what's the next word?
Monday.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday.
Like Saturday on my calendar.
Just like on your calendar. Drop. When a drop of paint dropped on Alley Cat's nose, he dropped his paint can. Oh my gosh, what happens when you drop your paint can?
It will break.
And then what will happen?
The paint will come out.
Oh dear, and then what will happen?
Then it will happen.
It'll be a big mess and you'll have to clean it up.
He's gonna clean it up?
I hope so.
Read this one.
Brambles wears curlers in his hair during the night so it will look nice in the morning. What do you wear during the night?
Brambles with curlers. Because
he likes to look nice. So what do you wear in your hair at night?
What do I wear in my hair at night?
I don't know. What do you wear in your hair at night?
No curlers.
Do you know who has curlers here?
Yeah.
Who has curlers in her room?
It's Renee.
Yeah, she curls her hair sometimes, doesn't she? They make it look really pretty. I think Renee's hair is pretty when it's curled. Even. Mama Bear uses an even cup of flour to make the cake. See how level it is? But Mama, you made kind of a big mess. Even Baby Kins doesn't make that big a mess when he's making a cake.
Why does he make a mess?
Well, Mama Bear is kind of a messy cook.
Why?
Just
what's
is.
This?
That's flour.
Read.
This one? This is the one we always read. It says Farmer Hee-Haw is working on his farm. Company is coming to call. Where's the company?
The company.
The company. It's up there. Company means people coming to visit.
Why?
That's just what company means. It means when people come to visit. They're called company.
Why are you coming to visit?
Well, you know who those are?
What
are they? Yeah, which company are they? What are their names?
They're going over the bridge in the interior.
That's right, they're the three beggars, aren't they?
They're going to jump.
No, I don't think they're going to jump. I think they're going to walk, but it's the three beggars, and they're coming to call because they like to get food.
They're going to go down the hill.
Yes, that's right.
And they were there in my room.
What are they going to go past?
They're going to eat this.
What then?
They're going to
say, good afternoon, Hee-Haw.
And then they're going to go back over the bridge.
I suppose.
And see their mommy.
Maybe.
Read this word.
Feel. Baby Kins has just had a bath. He feels soft and cuddly. Mother feels happy to have such a clean baby.
It's feeling it.
Why? Oh, Baby Kins is a terror.
Why?
How does your hair feel after we give you a bath and wash your hair?
It hooks onto the wall.
What hooks onto the wall?
My bathtub.
Your bathtub does, that's true. Baby Kins' bathtub doesn't.
Why?
Because he just has a little bathtub. He's just a little baby still.
Why do you think his bathtub is growing? His bathtub is growing?
No, bathtubs don't grow.
Why?
But when you're a little baby, then people usually use little tiny bathtubs to give you a bath in, because it's not so scary. And when you get to be a big boy, you use the big bathtub.
Baby has a big bathtub?
No, he still has a little bathtub because he's still a little baby. You used to have a little bathtub, too.
My bathtub is growing.
Well, we just started using a big bathtub with you.
He has two kinds of bathtubs.
We used to have a little one and a big one. Now we just have big ones. Because now you're a big boy, you don't need the little one anymore.
I know where the big bathtub is.
I should hope so.
Why?
Well, you get in at least once every 2 weeks.
This one.
That one? That one's called Flower. Pa Pig brought a bouquet of flowers home to Ma Pig.
He tripped.
Mm-hmm. Where did he trip on?
On the steamroller and on Dingo's car.
On the steamroller and on Dingo's car? No.
What?
On the rug.
Why? Why on the rug?
I think he slipped on the rug, actually. I think the rug slipped up underneath him.
Read this one.
This is called Hungry. The beggars are hungry. They have never been hungrier. They are hungrily eating their hats. Oh my gosh.
They're eating their hats.
But they're so hungry. What do you eat when you're hungry?
I eat some food.
What kind of food?
Honey cheese food.
Huh.
Eat this one.
Into. Smiley has a sore throat. Dr. Pill looked into it.
This is Smiley.
Yes. Dr. Pill is looking into his throat to see if he could cure it.